Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Richard Rossi Live, and we're doing a very special show today. Batgirl, Yvonne Craig, has passed away and now is in heaven, and we want to honor her with our show today. And so we have a very special show, a memorial show for Yvonne Craig today. And I'm going to have a very special guest, Robert Amberry, who started the Yvonne Craig Appreciation Society. We're going to talk about her career and have a lot of fun today. I'll be back with Robert in about 20 seconds here on Richard Rossi Live. Welcome back to Richard Rossi Live, and welcome, Robert.
Hi, Richard.
So how did you fall in love or first encounter the lovely Yvonne Craig, Batgirl? When I imagine, like me, you were a boy watching TV, huh?
Yeah, exactly right. She was just very enthralling, particularly with her role as the dual identity. The demure librarian Barbara Gordon becomes the very intriguing, action-packed Batgirl. Helping Batman, helping Robin out, showing up and helping them foil the Joker and the Riddler and a whole host of bad guys, yeah.
Yeah, I was just realizing this morning that she might have been the first female superhero on TV. I know that Lindsay Wagner, the lovely Lindsay Wagner, who was recently on our show, I think might have been the first kind of superhero woman to kind of lead the show, to be the star lead of the show. And Yvonne Craig came on to Batman, I think, the third season. But I think as far as, though she was not the lead character like Batman, I think she might have been the pioneering first female superhero. And she sure made girls feel empowered. I know my girl cousins were real excited when Batgirl came on. So when we played Batman, they didn't have to just be Catwoman. They could now be a hero and be Batgirl. And, man, was she cute on that show, huh?
Yeah. She sure was. It was a very interesting spot. She actually did a 1967 spot on The Dating Game with Jim Lang right around the time when she landed the Batgirl role. She had the classic that short, really cute haircut that she had, and everything. Yeah, she was just really really cute as Batgirl.
I remember her hair got real long as soon as she became Batgirl. She had that long, lighter hair. I guess that was some sort of attachment. As a little kid, I was like, how did her hair grow so quick?
And her first appearance, in her first episode appearance, it was with the guest villain was Penguin. They kind of show that. They kind of show her little secret wardrobe, and they show the wig and the cowl, I think, on a styrofoam head. So they kind of show that it's. I think that the hair was actually built into the cowl when she put it on.
And so, by the way, if you're just tuning in, we're having a special memorial show for Yvonne Craig, who played Batgirl in many other roles. And you're welcome to call into the show, 347-637-2379, or email any questions or comments right now into richardrossilive@gmail.com, richardrossilive@gmail.com, or you can text any questions you'd like to text to 818-850-5915. We're on with Robert Amberry, and to connect with him on Facebook, you can search out XHE Images Photography. Robert's a very talented photographer, and you can find him on there. Was that the first thing you saw her in? Robert, was that the first time you saw Yvonne Craig was as Batgirl?
Yeah, that was the first time I had seen her as Batgirl as a kid, but unbeknownst, or maybe not even paying attention, I noticed her in a lot of other stuff. She's very prolific. Guest starring during the 70s, and 60s and 70s, a lot of TV shows, and she had quite a prolific career. Her film that she did. She was in the original Gidget with Sandra Dee. She did the Gene Krupa story with Sal Mineo. She did High Time with Bing Crosby. She did By Love Possessed with George Hamilton. Two Elvis films that happened at the World's Fair and Kissing Cousins. Ski Party with Frankie Avalon, In Like Flint with James Coburn, and How to Frame a Fig with Don Knotts, which one of my personal favorites. It's a really funny comedy. And she's
I love that film, yeah.
Really wonderful.
And isn't there a funny seduction scene in that where she's really, you know, she's so sexy and beautiful, and Don Knotts is nervous as he, you know, he does that thing about being nervous around the women so well.
He's very gullible and nervous, and yeah, she just has him wrapped around her little finger. And a television stuff, here's a kind of a little bit of a rundown of television spots. She did Perry Mason. She did Marlowe, 77 Sunset Strip, Dr. Kildare, Laramie, Wagon Train, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, McHale's Navy, The Man from U.N.C.L.E., My Favorite Martian, Ben Casey, My Three Sons, Mod Squad, Star Trek, The Magician, $6 Million Man, and Starsky and Hutch. So she did, that's, mind you, only a partial list of all the guest spots that she's done. So she was a busy gal during the 60s and 70s.
Yeah, she really worked a lot. We on Cozy TV now, they're showing the $6 Million Man. My wife and I did see recently her appearance on there. And
yeah,
that's interesting.
An episode entitled The Infiltrators.
Yeah, she was, I guess this might be about 10 years after Batgirl. And it was interesting to see her about 10 years later. And in her book, did she say there was some, there was something with Lee Majors that was a little awkward, where he was wanting to get home and watch a football game and was rushing their kissing scene
something? Well, he had a game that he had to get to, and he actually walked out on the scene and cut the scene short, and she had to do all of her shots. You couldn't see because it was off camera, but she was talking to a lampstand to do the remainder of her scenes. She only did what she had to do in the two shots with Lee, and then after that, he kind of bailed out on her.
Now I'm going to ask you a very personal question, Robert. If you had to do a scene with Yvonne Craig and there was a game on you wanted to see, would you rush home to see the game, or would you want to savor every moment in her presence?
Well, you see, nowadays I wouldn't have to. I could simply, you know, set my timer on my video machine and record it.
Wow. Well,
but if I didn't have that technology, no, I probably would. I would stick around. I wouldn't bail out to see a game.
Yeah. Sorry, Lee. Don't mean to make you look bad, because I'm want to have you on the show in the future too. We've had Lindsay Wagner, Jamie Summers on the show, and we do want to have Lee come on. But she started as a dancer, didn't she?
Yeah, started out as a ballet dancer. She incorporated a lot of the dance moves in Batgirl. You know, some of the fight scenes, some of the kicking and everything, and the pirouetting and spinning that she did. There was actually a lot
of
the
I noticed that.
Dance moves. And she says she had to be very careful because she didn't let anyone know, but she was nearsighted. And she had a couple of close calls. She almost kicked a few of the bad guys in the head by accident. She had some near misses, but she kind of kept that a little bit secret about her nearsightedness.
And, you know, you always hear these stories about people discovered in public in Hollywood, which 99% of the time really doesn't happen. You have to really, you know, people don't get that, quote, that lucky in public. But there are a few. I mean, there's the old story about Lana Turner and Swab's drugstore being discovered. And I met a manager who had discovered, I think it was Cameron Diaz in a Chase Bank line. But I think Yvonne was actually spotted in a restaurant by somebody, a producer, a casting person, was just like, wow, she has the it factor. Do you remember what happened with that?
Yeah, you know, I don't really know offhand if there was a specific instance where she was discovered. Not quite sure the story behind that.
Yeah, I read it somewhere. She was literally in a restaurant, and
kind of like the sitting at the Brown Derby and discovered. Hey, that
yeah,
was
it was one of those
back
things.
In those days. It was the Brown Derby, one of those restaurants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, when you got to we got to meet her. She's a lovely lady. We got to meet her in person, and you continued to correspond with her. And you asked her a very, very important question about Charlie. Can you tell us about that?
Well, people remember from the Batman show, her alter ego or her actual personage of Barbara Gordon, the librarian, Commissioner Gordon's daughter, in her apartment she had a parrot, a pet parrot, named Charlie. And in an email just kind of came out, just asked her about Charlie. I wonder whatever happened to him. And she said that that parrot is still alive, and she actually had seen it recently. But she went on to say it wasn't a very nice bird, and I asked her why. And she said, well, every time that they would rehearse, everything would be fine. Shoot a scene, rehearse a scene with the bird, everything would be fine. The minute they were on and they were actually rolling, the bird would screech and squawk and make all kinds of racket and just be completely uncooperative. So she said it was very difficult to shoot with that that dumb bird because it just didn't want to cooperate, and it would interrupt her every time she'd go to deliver a line. So
he was talking over her lines, huh?
Yeah, he basically was, yeah.
Well, on episodic TV, that's not a good thing. We had Richard Anderson on the show twice now, who was Oscar Goldman and $6 Million Man, and he was saying that, you know, him and Lee were really respectful of each other in that sense. They would all, you know, he said he would give his line and wait, and Lee would give his line, and then Richard would give his line, because you're shooting these things in like 14-hour days, and you don't got much time, and you don't want to monkey around with overlapping sound issues. Whereas, you know,
yeah,
maybe
and a lot of times Richard had to switch to the other soundstage, because at one point he was doing $6 Million Man and Bionic Woman. He's doing double duty and have to race from one set to the other.
He was really busy, and now some of the later indie films like Robert Altman, they like that naturalistic talking over each other and the ensemble cast and everything like that. But that must have been a pain in the butt to have Charlie the parrot squawking over her lines like that.
Yeah, there's not much you can do with a bird. I mean,
that
was pretty funny. So what were your impressions on meeting her when at the Hollywood show?
She's really sweet, as is her sister. She seemed to have handle herself with a lot of grace in terms of, not to be indelicate, but I've known other stars of that era, and I've, you know, gotten awards for some of my own films and been at these awards things, and I've met, women that I had a crush on different stars growing up as a kid, and Von Craig was one of them. But I've met some of the other actresses that, I had a crush on as a little kid, and they've done like the extreme kind of Joan Rivers plastic surgery thing, and they're still trying to be, that 20-something sex symbol. And the thing about Yvonne Craig was she was beautiful to the day she went to heaven, but there was a gracious kind of growing into her stature. I think after Batman, she was successful in other ventures in real estate and doing other things, and she looked like her, but at that appropriate stage in life, she didn't look artificial but she acknowledged and celebrated. Sometimes people want to distance themselves. Oh, I'm tired of being typecast and that campy thing I did. No, she embraced it, and she loved giving the fans, memorabilia and sharing with them the things from her career. I mean, that was kind of what I thought. How about you? What was your feeling about her as a person?
Yeah, she's very, very, very real and very down to earth. Very, very just, how can I say it? kind of just like a regular person, just like a, you know, lots of times we tend to like put these people on pedestals and try to think that they're, you know, whatever our perceptions are of them. But when it comes down to most of these people in the industry, various actors and actresses are just basic people, and it's very real, very, very down to earth, very, very gracious, very kind. And our conversations that we've had with her, and just a very, very down to earth, nice person.
What are some of the, I know Batgirl is, of course, the big one she's remembered for probably the most. What are your other favorite roles that she's done that you liked? What are, you know, I know that, as you said, we're dealing with a litany of a list of hundreds of credits, but what other,
right,
you know, if you would say your top two or three after Batgirl, what would you say?
As far as film goes, I would probably have to say the Elvis film, Kissing Cousins, was really funny, really great film. And I also liked her role in Like Flint and How to Frame a Fig with Don Knotts. As far as TV, she did a memorable role as a green slave girl in a Star Trek episode.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Marta, the character's name.
I think that's probably her second thing that when people heard we were doing this tribute, that's the second, the number two one that people mention when they remember her. I guess it's both of them are such unique looks, too, the Batgirl look and her and the green and the special makeup.
Yeah, exactly. And also that memorable $6 Million Man episode where she got to play the villain. It was really good, which you said you've seen recently as well.
Yeah, it's so cool that she got to do all these legendary things and work with Elvis. We had Elvis's fiance that was with him when he passed, Ginger Alden, on the show and talked about some of those old films. And I thought she was great in the Elvis film as well.
Yeah, she was really good, but. Yeah, I think the How to Frame a Fig, I think film-wise, kind of stands out to me. It's probably one my favorite personal film. Again, she was in another bad guy role.
Yeah.
It was good.
You know, the whole Batman thing is so interesting because, you know, it's been redone now with the feature films and the, you know, the Christian Bales and all the new ones.
Yeah.
And there's a dark tone to it, and you know, I've seen those films, and you see little kids in this theater, you know, because it's Batman, but yet it's so dark. And you know, one of the things I love about it was it worked on several levels. There was the campy, fun thing that was so cool that the adults loved, and I mean, even artists like Andy Warhol, just loved Batman, and the whole pop art thing was tied to Batman. And yet as kids, the double entendres as kids went right over our heads, and we just took it as a really serious, you know, superhero adventure.
Yeah, and Adam West, when he took on the role as Batman, he read the original screenplay. He said it was absolutely just hysterically funny. He said it was just really just over the top and unrealistic, and he thought it was just wonderful. He just loved the part. And of course, as kids, we were taking everything seriously, and the adults are laughing because it is just so the theater of the absurd was just rampant. And but it was great that it kind of crossed over to all audiences for kids that have a superhero thing, and for the adults that have the comedy, so it really did reach a broad audience, I think.
Yeah, and we all fell in love with her. I think we all as kids felt stirrings in our utility belts when we saw Batgirl show up. But she was a real pro because I've heard Adam say that, you know, of course a lot of the guys are after her and hitting on her, but she was really good with her boundaries and just a total pro. But yeah. I think she was the first. I mean, like I say, she might not have been the lead character, but I think she was the first before some of our other favorites, like, Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, Joanna Cameron's Isis. She was
the
pioneer.
The Joanna Cameron character was actually the first to land a... she actually predated Wonder Woman. She was the first to land a full series as a, costumed crime fighter.
Mm-hmm.
Although Yvonne was the first, even though she came in season 3 of Batman, was on for not all of the episodes, but yet she was the first to really break ground as a female costumed crime fighter.
Mm. Well,
so,
we have a message from her sister that she just wanted to let us know that she's really delighted we're doing the memorial today, and she also connected me with a couple of Yvonne's friends to do a future Batman tribute show as well. So our sympathies and prayers to her sister, Maridel, and her family for God's comfort and peace.
Yes,
and
yes.
Sending the sympathies and thank you for, your well wishes on this show. So she really had an impact, I think, on I've heard her share that young girls would come up to her that, you know, it made them feel good to know a woman could kick butt too, you know.
Yeah, she really kind of blazed a trail for women and the empowerment of women. And,
we have a message coming in. We got our question answered, Robert.
Okay.
About the Discovery. Wow, this is great. Shannon sends in, I got an answer to your question. Yvonne was, in fact, in a restaurant, and director John Ford's son walked by and asked her, Miss, are you an actress? They were doing a movie with John Wayne's son, Patrick, looking for a leading lady. Cast her in it. I mean, literally seen in a restaurant, gave her a leading lady part. The film is 1959's The Young Land. Interesting. Of course, John Ford, one of the all-time great Western directors, discovered John Wayne. So apparently,
interesting. I just noticed here that she was made an appearance in a 1957 film called 18 and Anxious by director Joe Parker, starring Mary Webster, William Campbell, and Jim Backus, Jackie Coogan.
Mm. So she might have gotten her foot in something with a small part or extra part or something, but it was this.
The young man was a big part, yeah.
Yeah, John Ford's son actually did see her in a restaurant. Well, I'm glad my veracity, of course, some you never know sometimes what stories are anecdotal or apocryphal, but I'm glad that we got some confirmation on that. That's really interesting.
That's good, yeah. That is interesting.
Yeah, so after Young Land, she went and did the other films, like the Elvis films you mentioned, that happened at the World's Fair.
Gidget came next. That was also 1959. She also played opposite James Dearen, Cliff Robertson.
You know, another thing she did is she fought for equal pay for women. She fought on both the Batman set and her other things that women should be paid equal to the men.
Yeah, that was actually Lindsay Wagner's take as well. She had that same battle, that same struggle.
Here's a message from Adam West. Let me read a message from Adam West here. I was deeply saddened to lose Yvonne. It was too soon. She always brought humor and a fine attitude to our stage. Yvonne was a joy to work with and a very good person. My heartfelt condolences to Yvonne's family. We will miss her. And here's a message from Burt Ward. Yvonne was a very, very sweet person who had a love of animals. She was a very spirited, happy, energetic person. When she entered the room, everything seemed to light up. It was a tragic loss. That's from that was Burt Ward. So I read you a message from Adam West, Batman, and Burt Ward. And now Julie Newmar, Catwoman. Julie and I are friends on Facebook. When I was a little boy, I had these two beautiful cousins, girl cousins, Melody and Linda. Linda, unfortunately, was killed in a car crash. But we used to play Batman. And my brother Tony would be Robin, and I would be Batman. I was the oldest. And then Melody and Linda would decide who would be Batgirl and who would be Catwoman. But Julie Newmar has a message here. Yvonne Craig, I am greatly saddened. She is a class. Oh, and she put the word is here in capital letters. She is a classy lady. She is loved by everyone. And I agree with Julie that it's not a was. You know, the Bible says to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And her spirit, the real Yvonne, is eternal and is with us in spirit and with the Lord and in all these wonderful TV shows and films, still with us. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes. That's very great. Those are very nice testimonials. That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Getting back to Burt Ward mentioned animal lover. She would always bring her dog on the set. She had a Yorkshire Terrier named Sebastian that she would always have on the set with her. So.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I wonder if her dog ever made it into any of the shows, if they ever showed the dog.
You know, I don't know.
Because, you know, on Charlie's Angels, on Charlie's Angels, Jacqueline Smith would bring her little dog, and sometimes the dog would want to be on her lap, so the dog actually made it into a few scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, another message coming in. William Shatner, he mentioned Star Trek. Sad to learn of Yvonne's passing. As Batgirl, she was one of America's sweethearts. Oh, and by the way, she,
that's
at the
great.
Close of her life, did some voiceover work for Nickelodeon cartoon Olivia. And of course, she has the book From Ballet to the Batcave and Beyond, which you can find probably anywhere, Amazon, wherever books are sold. Where would you recommend getting the book? Her memoir, From Ballet to the Batcave and Beyond. She has a website.
www.yvonnecraig.com is where you can obtain the book from. And it's her official site, and it's her official fan club is on that site as well. And I'm assuming that's still going to be maintained, probably more than likely by her sister Merida. I'm thinking we'll keep that active and going.
Great. Well, I'm so elated and thankful, and I enjoyed so much doing this memorial to her. I know that you and I just both love her so much, and as do the listeners, and I think this was really nice. I think it's really nice when someone graduates to heaven to take some time to remember them like this.
Yeah, it's really, really good, and she will always be with us. In spirit and in our hearts, and it is sad to see her go and to have this loss, but her memory lives on. Her memory also lives on in all the wonderful work in film and television that she has done. So that's there for us for all posterity to view and to enjoy again and again and again.
Well, thank you, Robert, for coming on, and this is Richard Rossi signing off, and thank you to Robert Ambury, president of the Yvonne Craig Appreciation Society, and you can see his photography work on Facebook. Just search out XHE, Images Photography. And why don't we close off with Yvonne's Batgirl theme song as we say goodbye. Go with God, all of you, and be blessed.